Here we go.
Yo. Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. And we back. June. Yo, 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 yo. What's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening?
Ain't shit, man. How was your week?
Wasn't too bad. I ain't complaining. How about yours?
Nice and slow.
Stupid ass weather.
Yeah, that was the worst part. But had practice last week and had to use my old school motivation tactics and shit didn't work out too well for me.
Come on, man.
No. They was running sprints and they was bullshitting, half assing.
Right.
You know, I coached 10 years old, right? What's up, B? I appreciate you as always.
It's cool. Everybody know me. Go ahead, continue.
Okay. I was going to get to that after this little nigga.
Yeah.
It gets on the line. If I beat anybody, whoever I beat, run it the rest of practice, right?
You was the last one?
Nigga, I'll bust my ass.
Oh, you fell?
Oh, God.
Hold up.
Superman out there, bitch.
That was your first time trying to sprint in a long time?
Well, I ain't sprint. I don't sprint. Like, still, you know, I might get out there and jog with him, you know, play around a little bit. I get my ass on that line. Got my bronze. I'll put my bronze out for practice. Yeah. I ain't wore these bronze about 4 or 5 years.
See that one?
I ain't stretching, talking shit. Hey, y'all niggas out here bullshit. I tell you what. This is what we get to do. If I beat anybody, whoever got there come in behind me, goddamn. Boy, when I tell you them little niggas was running like hell.
Them bitches took off.
Them niggas took off.
Like they stole something.
I got out in front. Okay. Oh, I mean, if I get to that line, I turn around, about 4 or 5 steps in. Oh, shit. Splash.
You ain't sprinting a long time.
Oh, man, I was so ashamed.
You ashamed?
No, I laughed like hell, man.
But did they keep running or did they stop and laugh at you?
They kept running. So what I was doing, it worked, but... You know, I'm an old nigga.
Yeah.
I'm all skin up and shit.
You can't. It's nothing athletic you can do for them no more.
Whoo, nothing. They
you,
go, Nick.
You ruined
sit
it.
Sit down, coach. I love it.
You ruined it.
I love it.
Just to break in on some bullshit. So the cats at work, they trying to see who fast was.
Yeah.
And see, for one thing, they don't believe I'm old as I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, they did it yesterday.
Yeah.
So I ain't messing with you.
Yeah.
I blew a couple of hamstrings.
Yeah, leave that shit low.
And I was thinking about doing it.
Leave that shit low.
So you went out.
Yeah,
there.
Leave that shit low.
And if you.
Leave that shit low.
Yeah.
Leave that shit low, bro.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, cuz.
Leave that shit low.
I appreciate you.
Hey.
Because I'm about to go out there and try.
I was like, God damn.
Killing it.
I'm out of shape like a bitch, boy. You hear me?
I appreciate that.
I'm so out of shape, dog.
I appreciate it, cause I was.
That let me know that
like yours.
That let me know that I gotta get in some kind of physical condition. Fuck with these kids, cause they gonna run me the fuck crazy.
Yep. I had it was two young dudes at work.
Right.
They was talking shit. One on white, one on black. The black one's a little bigger than the white one.
Yeah.
Right. The white one, he ain't got no athletic bone in his body. So the white one, he 34. The black one, he 28, 29.
Okay.
So they were like, yeah, we going to raise whatever, $10 down the bottom of the hill. I said, both of y'all slow. For one, I can tell both of y'all slow.
Right.
He like, B, you ain't fat. I'm like, cuz, I'm telling you, in high school, I ran a 4.8. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got it. You old. I said, all right. They don't know. I sprint every day.
Yeah.
I play basketball all the time.
Yeah.
So they go to the bottom of the hill. They race. I'm like, the white boy wins. Shout out to Jonathan wins. I'm like, Marvin, you slow as fuck, bro. You a Dixon. You make your family look bad.
Bro. Oh, shit.
You can't beat him. Elijah, you can't beat me.
Oh, shit.
What?
Line him up.
Ate him for breakfast.
You smoked him,
yeah.
Yeah, easy.
I smoked him. I said, you got to be my old man.
Yeah.
And I'm 20 pounds heavier than you. What are you talking about?
Right.
They can't talk shit to me no more.
Yeah, man. These little kids.
That's the situation I want to be in.
Yeah.
I don't want to get that hamstring.
It's a video of a lady, a fat white lady. She had got into it with a black lady. She like hit the other lady window and try to turn around and run off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you ain't ran in a long time, you gonna tilt forward.
You gonna tilt forward. Right.
And that's
forward.
Exactly what the fuck.
And that's what she did.
I'm talking about, I was like this. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down. Go it's flat. No, I'm talking about
and
knee.
That's what it
I'm talking about knee fucked up. Knee fucked. I got that strawberry right here. Hey. Oh, my elbow is destroyed.
You don't realize how hard that flow is till you hit your 40s.
Okay. Shit, boy.
That flow feel bad.
Y'all say the first thing you do is tilt forward.
Bro, you gonna tilt forward.
Yeah, you go tilt.
You gonna tilt forward.
Look at that shit, bro.
Fuck my shit up,
bro.
He
got burnt. I skip my shit up, man.
Strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry.
That's you give him popping your butt.
Yeah, that's it.
You come back to it.
A strawberry. That boy got strawberry. What kind of shoe you was wearing?
I had on my LeBron. My chromosome joints.
When he started telling the story, I knew what was going down here.
Yeah, I bust my ass. It was fucking hilarious to me, though.
Was any parents there?
Yo, they was dying laughing.
Yeah.
They was fucking croaking, boy. And mind you, most of the parents younger than me. At least by 10 years.
So they really
So they like, nigga, what are you doing? Right. Like, hey man, I gotta motivate my team.
You ain't got no gray hair, nothing like that.
I don't.
So then you ain't like, you know what I'm saying? You get older, you really get bigger, bigger.
Yeah, they really don't know how old I am, but I don't do no physical. I gotta get physical.
You had them shades on, you was running too, ain't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know you did.
Absolutely.
Did they fly out your face?
No.
Okay, that was hilarious.
When I tell you, I was like super.
Like you sliding in the second.
I'm talking about, I did like that. I said, oh shit, I'm going down. Let me go ahead and stretch out. I just got ready. I knew what time. I know how to fall. Anything I know how to do, I know how to fall.
Did you distract any of the kids?
They was just trying to goddamn not let me win.
Right. So they ain't look.
They ain't give a fuck. Yeah, they ain't give a fuck where I was at. Yeah, they ain't care nothing about it. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm just glad no parents wasn't recording.
Hey, all them niggas look back. Coach on the ground.
Oh man, their parents did laugh, man. I laughed like hell too.
I'm glad nobody. Do you think anybody was recording?
No, they weren't. They weren't recording. Because it was just like regular sprints. Jazz going off on them, cussing them out because they in their half-assing. Dog, we about to go to Florida in a week.
Yeah.
Get y'all shit together, man. Y'all got testing, so this. We ain't gonna have but two practices before we get to Florida.
Yeah.
That was last Monday. We got one this week. So, you know, I'm just trying to motivate them, man. Let them know, like, be on your shit.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, man. But,
Any fine mamas was out there?
Got some,
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's some nice looking moms.
You need a water boy or something?
Yeah. Come to, we got a tournament in Florence in a few weeks.
Waterman.
So if you're not working, you know.
Man, yeah.
You ain't working, pull up to the tournament.
Where in Florence?
Pearlmore, I think. That's where we're going to be playing at. Yeah.
Well, I might steal a Toyota, come out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Come check us out, man. We'll be here the whole weekend. I'm going to try to set up a time to
record.
But that Sunday games be kind of late, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it happen.
Word.
But yeah, man, that was the highlight of our week.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, man. I'm healing up. I got me some good cream. I ain't soaking no Epsom salt though. I ain't had to do none of that yet. I ain't there yet.
Yeah,
but that shit, every week, whenever I go to practice now, I'm gonna make sure I run me a couple laps.
Right.
Do some every time. Too.
And I'm gonna do some sprints on my own.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get myself back in some kind of shape.
You better believe
it. I got to. Cause I gotta show these boys I can dunk and all that shit. Cause now they like, coach, you ain't got it.
Yeah.
So now I got to show them who I really am.
I mean, you still can shoot though, ain't it?
Yeah, I shoot a little bit. Yeah. But I can get up and grab the rim sometimes.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I still can. Got a little sprain, just a little one.
And no different feeling to the hammy.
Oh no. All that straight.
Oh, as long as you ain't did that.
Yeah, the only thing hurt is my hip where I hit the floor.
Oh
damn. God damn. Got that pain slide. Like, oh shit.
In front of these people.
Oh God, I rolled over my back and just started laughing, yo, because that shit was hilarious. I know it was funny. I'm telling you, I was like this.
But see, that's a good part about you, because mine gonna be on pavement.
Yeah, so see, I did that shit fucking with Peter goddamn years ago when we stayed on Jay Bird Lane.
Right.
Get in the street racing him and bust my ass, tilt over, skin up all my hip and shit.
Mm. See, now that y'all say that, and it makes sense, because all the videos I got, every motherfucker who was about to fall was tipping forward.
They start tipping forward, yeah.
That's how you run normally. Yeah. You lean forward and run. But from the year on to older, you probably got a little bit more heavy on the top.
Yeah, my top. Absolutely, that equilibrium get thrown off, and boy, tumble.
And see, that's the crazy. Like I said, man, it was a white dude and a black dude, but they was neck and neck. And the white dude already went in thinking, "Hey, man, I know you're gonna beat me."
Yeah,
but they made the race close. But both of them started tipping. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that way I ain't going
out. So now I know
I'm gonna go practice.
I'm gonna start running. Next time I run, like for a gunk.
It ain't you. You gonna dig coming from? Hey, when you come out the brakes, you gonna dig.
Yeah. And that's what happened. Shout out to Team BTB, man. We going to Florida to hopefully win another championship.
Absolutely.
We 4 out of 5 championship wise. So everything looking good. We ain't lost one game. I'll see. We 17-18-1.
Word. Yeah, that one in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lost to a group of 5th graders by 1 point. Mm-hmm. Then they had some 6th graders on their team too, so we felt a little bit about it.
Right.
Yeah, man. But shout out to them. Your boy Dame Dash.
Whoa,
you seen his Art of Dialogue?
I seen interview.
You seen clips of it?
Yeah.
What, like, he just gonna hate Jay for the rest of his life?
Bro, I don't get it, man. So I thought that too, but then I was like, well, maybe they're interviewing Dame and they just asking him about Jay-Z and he just answering the question.
No.
The whole thing was about Jay-Z?
Basically. Like, he touched on he talked about how irrelevant
Reasonable Doubt
is. He talked about how these kids today don't know, like, they don't respect Jay.
It's cool, bro. Like, yeah, just stop talking about him, bro.
Everything he do is
yeah. And but that's my, like, why at this point
stay relevant?
Y'all on Threads?
No, I'm not.
Bro, you go on Threads, bro. Every day is somebody talking negative about Jay-Z, and then you look at it like that comment. They got hundreds of thousands of comments or replies or shares or whatever on there.
Yeah,
and then you look at their page and the rest of the stuff. Nobody replying or saying. But it's like it's in the algorithm to say some negative shit about Jay and let your shit boost up, bro.
For him to say that Jay-Z is irrelevant, right? This dude just put out a 2-day concert for the summer.
He had
to add another day.
Mm-hmm.
And hundreds and hundreds of millions, thousands of people was trying to buy these tickets soon as they, like, what are you talking about?
Exactly, though, but he just won't fucking attention.
Yeah,
bro, that shit crazy.
And he talk all that shit about motherfuckers do bitch shit and do bitch shit.
Yeah.
If you just basically boil his shit together, he's being a bitch.
Basically.
He's being a bitch.
And it's like, dog, at... Y'all been separated for 20 years now.
Not only that, when he had money, he wasn't acting like this.
No. Yeah, and of course, he ain't got the bread like he used to have.
So he, yeah.
But Rockefeller has been gone for 20 years now. Was Kingdom Come the last album Jay did on Rockefeller?
Was Kingdom Come on Rockefeller?
It might have been on Rock Nation.
I don't think, because he talked about Dame on that.
He talked about Dame, so it might have been on Rock Nation. Everything had already been split at that point, I think. So, three. This man has continually ascended since y'all split up. And you constantly.
It is always.
Digging at this dude. I don't get it, man.
He give me Ghostface vibes.
Dang.
Yeah.
But see, Ghost ain't gonna hate on nobody. Not to this extent.
That, yeah, true. Yeah, but yeah, they starting to get in the same category. You know what I mean?
Ghost ain't gonna hate on the dick.
No, absolutely not.
At this point, it's just
my hate for him.
Yeah, at this point, Dame just hate. Yeah.
I wonder how much they pay him.
Dame for them interviews?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He gotta be getting something.
He gotta be getting
probably
some
like
bread.
10 bands or
he
something.
He gotta
like
be
that.
Getting something because,
but
man,
it's
this,
all worth it because he keep doing it.
He talked about how DMX didn't respect Jay. He talked about how.
Oh, that's a reach.
Yeah, he did talk about how. Jay smoked LL in a battle. LL did a fucking 6-part some shit.
Another reason.
Yeah. He said LL basically had a whole album
dissing Jay.
Dissing Jay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, then he turned around and say, Reasonable Doubt is irrelevant.
I'm like, you want to know.
He want to be Jay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the reasons why they really, really split was that they wouldn't let Jay get the masters?
No, one of the main reasons they split was because Dame gave Cam that position without consulting Jay.
No, but I know that, you know, that caused a, like, a rift or whatever. But I want to say Jay wanted all his masters, and they wouldn't let him get all his masters for reasonable doubt.
Yeah, because remember he just lost his third, right?
Yeah, but he lost it because
he didn't want Jay to have it.
No, he lost it because he lost it in a lawsuit, so they took all his assets.
Okay, so but Jay went and bought it though, right?
I don't know if Jay bought it or not. I can't remember. Maybe he did, but I know that was one reason for the split. He wanted to get his third.
Yeah,
get it from Dame. And I want to say Jay even offered him $10 million or something like that. And he wouldn't take it. And that, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you can even have the Rockefeller name. Just let me get this.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? So Jay took Rockefeller name.
And changed it to Rock Nation.
Yeah, yeah. So, but if it was so irrelevant, why wouldn't you just let Jay get it?
Right. Dog, because that's their first kid. That's like, what was the name of the movie? Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Because you don't never hear Biggs talking no shit.
Biggs worked with Jay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so how are you the only one that's...
Everybody that else worked like with this? Him. They still with him, like, tie-tie.
And he the only one that's out that... He 86 himself, basically, from doing all that dumb shit. Because, like, he said, like, don't nobody want to see Jay perform. I was the entertainer when Jay was performing. I was the one dancing on stage and doing it. I'm like, nigga, don't nobody give a fuck about you dancing on no goddamn stage. Dog, he also said, this was the shit right here that really, really got me. And I got to talk. I know this was going to take a few minutes. This nigga said, Kanye catalog is smoking Jay's.
Oh, man.
He said Kanye got a way better catalog than Jay-Z.
Yeah, he said it's not even close.
Yeah, he said it's not even close. How in the hell do you even fix your mouth to say that? But that's how you know it's hate.
Kanye's good song stopped. What was that album where it had 10 songs on it and he had Poopity Scoopity song? What album was that?
It wasn't Donda.
It was before Donda.
Yeah. It wasn't Life of Pablo.
It was after Life of Pablo. It was
What was the name of that stupid ass album? It wasn't Yeezus.
It might have been that.
It might have been Yeezus.
It might have been that. But it had 11 tracks.
And he
on
did
it.
That Poopity Scoopity.
Yeah, the Poopity Scoopity song on it.
Listen, man.
After that, his tracks was hit or miss. He might have had two good, like real good tracks on the album. But
yeah. After Life of Pablo, I pretty much.
Like he had the song with 3000. That song was hard.
Yeah.
But like other than that, like it's far, you know what I'm saying, a few in between. Like he had some.
And he wanted to say, like, he said it like, you know, Kanye is an artist, Jay is a rapper. I get all that. But just because an artist does some shit or try to push the limit, that don't mean the shit fly.
That don't
fly.
Mean the shit, yeah.
Like,
hell, nigga, LaRussell tried to push the limits with that damn 8 off 2.
Yeah.
Well, that shit did not hit. It was
nigga,
a miss.
This nigga said, Kanye, motherfuckers want to dress like Kanye. I said, but didn't Rockefeller have a clothing line? Nigga, I still got the fucking Rockefeller jean jacket at the crib now.
They still, Jay got paper planes right now. And what are you
like,
talking
what
about?
What the fuck is this dude talking about?
I remember when they came out with them hats.
Yeah,
I went online and bought a paper plane hat. This before it even went crazy. I just went online and bought one. I was at Target or something. My man was like, yo, where you get the hat from?
Because they hadn't seen them on TV,
like,
online.
Come on, man. Yeah. Like, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that, Dane.
Because I remember I had to go find one after I saw yours.
Don't do that, Dane.
I had to. Remember, I was like, yo, I got to get me one of them joints. And I went to fucking Concord Mills, and they had them shits. I was like, let me get that.
Well, the pooper, the scooper, the shit. That shit bugging me.
It was on.
I cannot find
it. I want to say it was on the Yeezy album.
Yeah, but you can't even compare Jay and Kanye.
No.
When it
no.
come to that shit, because Jay-Z's a real fucking rapper.
It's another thing talking about Kanye and Lil Wayne.
This motherfucker have
said I'm more influential than Jay and it was something like that.
Yeah, they more influential to these motherfuckers that don't got no.
But Jay influenced Ye and
exactly.
and Wayne. So
yeah, Yeah.
Everything.
Everything. It's a trickle down effect. He got his hand on everything.
Bro, like, I just, I don't know what's going on with that. Dame, let me tell you something.
Right.
Anytime your teeth fall out your mouth during an interview,
chill out.
Nothing else you say. I don't give a fuck what you got to say. You don't take care of yourself. Your teeth falling out your fucking mouth. Yeah,
while you're talking.
While you talking. You ain't fly about that shit.
That's the type you got and you acting like this.
Yeah.
All other options of teeth you got.
Yeah.
You got,
yeah, like, you got fallout teeth, bro. I want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. Right. You got to say, bro. You fuck with your
Come on, man. I'm telling you. That's why I'm saying that. That's the kind of shit I feel about Ghost.
He got smoke for Cam too. But Cam always keep it funky.
But I still like to see him cut up, but I don't care for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he goes hard.
Yeah.
He go hard, man. Yeah. He called like how he did Charlamagne.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Charlamagne was in there laughing at this guy.
Because Charlamagne eating. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He laughing at nigga. He said, "You ain't a boss."
But Dame ain't eating, bro.
Dame ain't eating. And
he stuck on that. Yeah, he stuck on being
like a badass kid.
Your boss day's over.
Man.
And he don't want to work for nobody.
But Blood on the Leaves was hard, though.
On what album?
That was on Yeezus.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what I'm going through. That album. I tried that Poopity Scoopity. That shit almost tickled me, man.
Yeah, oh, no, that shit funny as hell.
I got it.
Because the name of the song?
No, I can't think of the name.
I can't think of the name of the song, but he say that shit in the song, like poopity scoop, scoopity boop boop.
I think what happened was he was trying to make a song,
mm-hmm.
and that was just him trying to get his flow right.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of way that shit came out.
Yeah, he took all these albums, man, he got about 7 or 8 songs on it.
Hey, you go to YouTube and type in poopity scoop, I bet you the problem.
Probably, you know what I mean?
I can't think of what the name of the song.
Poopity Scoop.
Poopity Scoop. I think go to YouTube to type shit in. But yeah, like, I hadn't been a real fan of Kanye's music since Father Stretch My Hand. That might be the last song that I really, really liked by Kanye.
Okay, the track features a soulful, highly regarded beat that Kanye reportedly promised to Drake before. Yeah, say the
Poopity Scoopity.
It's the track called Lift Yourself.
Yep, that's it.
What album is that though? I thought it was Yeezus. It's not Yeezus. Maybe it's one after Yeezus.
Lift Yourself.
No. Nah, it ain't a good music shit. I gotta find this. Maybe they took it off of streaming on Yeezus. I always thought it was Yeezus.
It was just a one pack. it just said the album is called Lift Yourself. It came out in 2018.
Yeah.
So that must be was on Life of Pablo then. After Life of Pablo.
It got it by itself.
The beat was kind of hard from what I remember.
That's it, right? But like Kanye,
oh shit!
Like this the type of shit. Like he do this, and then he come on and say some shit like this. Kanye a musical. He's a fucking musical genius.
You see the beats switch up though.
Yeah, he know what he do. And he know what he doing. And he always, like, he gonna fight. Somebody gonna say this the hardest shit ever. He got amazing fans.
They must be switched it up. Because around about this time, that'd be hard though.
Mm. Yeah, he would have been saying that shit by now.
I let it play in the background until you come up.
But yeah, man, goddamn. And
Poopity Scoop.
It makes sense that me saying that because I was just riding and I was listening to Mastermind,
mm-hmm.
Rick Ross. And you know he got that song on there with Kanye and Big Sean. And when I tell you Kanye is the only nigga that could get away with using a gospel song and saying the shit that he said a rap song across a gospel song, it's fucking unbelievable. But like he, I don't know how he.
Whoop-dee-dee-scoop.
That beat was hard though.
That beat was hard. That shit took me by surprise.
I knew what's on there now.
Beat hard as fuck.
You gotta run that bad beat. That shit caught me slapping. Look at that bullshit.
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-dee-whoop-scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop.
Whoop-dee-scoop-poop.
Yeah, I think... See, I think he just had, he had the beat, for, like I said, for Drake. And that was just what he put on it, like to get the flow.
Yeah,
it's 2 minutes and something. And that little part come on with like 30 seconds left on the song.
Oh, yeah. So he just, he was checking his shit out. But nigga, Rick Ross, I got to do this real quick. But shout out to Jay and Dame. Dame, let the shit go, man. That shit over with. But I know we talked about Rick Ross on here. You know, we had a conversation where we talked about how you have to be in a certain type of vehicle to listen to his music. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that because I was in my step-pop truck today. And boy, listen, that shit didn't hit like it hit in my car. But.
My assistant, man.
No. No. He still got the factory shit in there. But this shit right here, dog, I listened to this entire album today. I put it in, I got the CD because he still got CD player. He ain't got no aux or none of that. No Bluetooth for that. So I went in my trunk real quick because I still got my CD book in my trunk. I was like, let me grab a couple CDs. Grab Mastermind. Put that motherfucker in, dog. And I did not skip a fucking song till they got to them girls talking on track 12. I let that motherfucker play and I was like, yo, this shit has gotten better over time.
And he's gotten worse. Gas $4. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Damn,
all I ever. $1 million there, the bad bitch. Now, this on a gospel song. They sampled a gospel song. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he says, all I want is $100 million and a bad bitch. $100 million and a bad bitch. Plus that paper chasing to turn me to a savage. Now, he get on other people's shit and go crazy. Cause he went crazy on this shit. Oh yeah, knew we ain't nigga be spazzing. Nigga back the cashes. Get down the makeup lies. Five. With the handkerchief. In the blood of Jesus. Oh. Need another Jesus. Oh. Lames try to tell me. Get the wildin' out. Yeah. Who the fuck are you reaching?
That's hard.
Yeah. Like, nigga. But that's, he always uses arrogance.
Here's the thing, what, go back to what Dame said about Jay-Z and
Ye.
Yeah. That song hard.
Yeah.
Ye verse hard.
But this shit right here, nigga.
Whole question shit.
Is it fact or is it true or religious? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Come on, man. What just are we? Stop, and, Dame.
And this,
just stop.
And this shit on the same album, right?
On the same album. Same Y'all album. Niggas need to stop
they
it,
need
bro.
Need to stop that shit, yo. Because Ross loved Jay.
Gotcha.
Ross loves Jay.
Right.
He loved Jay since they did that. When they did that first Maybach music together, they've been friends ever since.
Ever since.
And cause he realized like this nigga here killed me on my own shit. all black seats, white piping.
Remind me of Paul McCartney
and Mike fighting. The girl is mine.
Life's a bitch. But the whole world is mine.
Come on, man.
Come on,
fuck
man.
Fuck out of here, man. Damn, he let that anger, animosity, all that hatred. He need to get that shit out of his heart.
He can't, because every corner he turned, everywhere he looked, and man, as long as
I live, I'm gonna listen to Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. That's just something that come with me.
I will too.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless you do some Mark Kelly shit.
Oh.
Then I got to put it up. But until then, I'm riding.
Until then. Yeah,
until then.
And I don't see none of that happening. No,
they try hard, they bro. They try hard.
They try, but that's what that nigga just... I got to watch this interview he did with... what's the last one? He just did another interview.
Oh, he did one with... what magazine is that? It ain't the New York Times. It's a magazine. They had the 30 best songwriters alive. And he did an interview.
The one he was talking about Pimp C.
It could have been that one. Could have been another one.
Say Pimp, say man, Jay, man, that shit kind of fruity, man.
Yeah. Man, then they talking about like people in the comments of them clips was like Pimp C didn't like Jay-Z. That ain't what Bun B said.
Pimp C never said it either.
Y'all niggas wild. That he I never don't get, said it. I either. Don't get the Jay-Z. Is this gonna sound bad? But I wish you would have died 10 years ago. Like, he should have died 10 years ago. Then niggas would be like, then he'd be on fucking Mount Rushmore or some shit. Yeah. That's how niggas would have been, man. Yeah. This shit is crazy.
Yeah.
The nigga can't do nothing.
Nope. It don't matter what he do, man. No matter what he do.
That shit crazy, bro.
But like, I can't turn my back on Jay-Z. I'll never be able to.
I don't get it.
And his first 10 albums, I always play.
Right.
That, you know, shit. And then he made the ones after he got grown. He got to drop another album.
I think he about to.
I think that's the word on the street that it's supposed to be a new album coming.
It's too much. He doing too much, like, stuff.
He doing too much. It's like a rollout.
Yeah, he doing too much
stuff. Yeah, he doing too many interviews.
Especially for somebody who, like you said, don't do interviews, really. He don't. Do social media, none of that. It's just too. He just ain't it too much.
So I hope he about to drop something just so he can let these motherfuckers know he still got it,
and then really retire.
Yeah, then be like, man, I'm not fucking with y'all whack ass niggas no more.
Like all his last shit, like the shit Neck and Wrist, Sorry Not Sorry,
even the shit he did with the Sorry Not Sorry is with Nas, right?
Yeah,
on DJ Khaled shit. Yeah. Man, them old niggas went to fuck bananas on that shit.
And I ain't
shit,
even mention God, did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if those are drug lords, then who are we then?
Man, we can play goddamn Seen It All 100 times.
100 times.
We play that shit 100 times, and I still, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit gonna still give me goosebumps. Uncle died on the spot. Like, as soon as that nigga start rapping real shit.
Right.
That shit, dog, I'm talking about just him coming in that goddamn on that beat and man, that shit, man.
Yeah,
gotta stop.
Then get some more. What's that? Sensodyne, whatever that shit is. What's that shit you get to keep
poly, your polydent?
Polydent. There you go. Get some more poly fucking dent, nigga.
Right. Polydent, man.
Shit, get them bitches screwed in. Man.
Yeah, get that kind. Yeah, you got enough money to get the kind of snap in.
I don't know if he got enough.
With magnets, they got a kind of. They put the screws in there and they magnet it.
Because his new shit called Dusko or some shit.
Dusko,
right?
Yeah, Dusko Poppington.
Yeah, man, he got a clothing line on.
He had, man.
Everybody wearing that shit.
His shit looked hard though. He had that CEO shit. Them shorts was like $100 and something.
Yeah, it might have been passion.
Nah, damn. Yeah, you tripping.
Yeah. You got like that.
No.
You tripping. You ain't got that.
Nah.
You
know?
Your stuck, cloud ain't like that.
Shit stuck with the pro kids.
Exactly.
Man. Yeah, shit stuck with the pro kids.
His cloud ain't like that, man.
Yeah, man. But shout out to the old rock regime that's Rock Nation now. Rock Nation. You got your Usher and Chris Brown tickets?
Nope.
You not going?
Hell no.
You ain't going?
So I have to.
Everybody ridiculous with the motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Like, these motherfuckers going crazy about it. Now, it's a great thing for music. I ain't even gonna lie. Like,
when
this
is it next week?
Oh, it start next week?
Oh, it do?
No, I'm saying.
I know it's gonna be
it's going
Charlotte
off.
In June.
Yeah, it's going off summer. Yeah, they got a real live tour going.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that bitch gonna go crazy.
They making bread because they at stadiums.
Dog, right. That shit gonna go fucking crazy.
But see,
crazy.
That's the crazy part because them boys had shit, that Bruno shit that was just at the stage.
Yeah, 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 Bruno was just
Bruno around. Shit was high.
Yeah, but Bruno got a draw, man.
Man, I don't give a fuck about
Bruno got a draw, man.
But here's the thing. If you got a stadium, you got a draw. Yeah. I don't care who you are. If you can do a stadium, you got a draw.
Yeah.
And they don't care if you whatever race they taxing.
Yeah, right. They're gonna tax.
They taxing everybody.
The nosebleeds was 400.
Yeah,
only people Jesus who ain't taxing Christ. The Savannah Bananas. Them niggas got reasonable prices. Everybody else, niggas, they knock your head clean off.
I'm talking about clean off.
Clean off.
Oh shit!
But yeah, man, like I would love to see this show, but I'm not gonna pay to go see these two niggas.
I go in driving distance. Kind of money. In driving distance, I ain't flying away. Cause
yeah,
Spirit
no, I ain't. Yeah, I ain't doing. Yeah. All, I ain't doing all that. Yeah,
it's no more.
Rest in peace to Spirit. Right. Rest in peace to Spirit.
Out of there.
But okay, so don't they got a couple songs together?
Usher and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a few.
They got a few songs together, right?
Got two or three.
Okay.
Like he on that remix of that song where he yell like Karrueche.
Yeah.
Fuck you to,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Fuck you back to sleep.
Fuck you back to sleep.
They on a few songs okay. on together. Yeah. Yeah
and
yeah.
But that little riff they had, I'm glad they ironed that out. But I guess they was like, fuck it, man. This shit right here go crazy.
Yeah.
And it's gonna go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I just hope this can parlay Chris to get in that Super Bowl stage.
I know it won't. He won't, cause he got too many
dark issues,
yeah,
past and, issues,
and like it's recent stuff that happened. Like he was just arrested overseas.
Yeah, that is right.
Can't go over there, cause he was just arrested over there.
You're right.
About I want to say it was something about him hitting somebody with a bottle in the club over there, something like that. And
so I remember that,
and that's why he got arrested. So I don't know, but I don't think it'll be no time soon the way he get to do the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, but so, it's gonna be like, I saw you and L speak on this. Y'all talked about how Chris is probably the closest thing to Mike.
Mm-hmm. Now, no, I didn't say that.
No,
yeah, Lil B said something. Else.
I said Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah. As far as the draw,
everything, performance, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But as far as the dancing go and shit, yeah. Chris is absolutely probably.
Yeah, dancing.
Yeah, he probably is the closest.
Somebody said Ciara. She can dance, but we talking about everything.
Somebody emailed you and said that?
No, they said it on one of the posts. Like they said it out loud.
See, that's why I don't comment.
She can dance good, but she don't got the catalog or none of that.
Yeah, that's why I don't comment on the post. Now, she can dance her ass off.
Yeah, she can dance
like a motherfucker.
But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And his past issues is the reason he didn't reach that global status.
Well, that bitch
true. That walk out your hotel balcony and motherfuckers pass out. Yeah. Like, you
he
know.
He was on the way.
Yeah, Beyonce is probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He still.
This shit might get him back here, man.
Does he still have time?
Hey, man.
He don't
have time.
Because he'll never
close to 40.
He'll never do commercials.
Yeah.
Right. And when I say he was on the way, so like right before that
he
shit
was
happened,
doing commercials and shit.
He had a Juicy Fruit commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this nigga got Juicy Fruit commercial, it's over. Mm-hmm. He next level.
Yeah.
Right.
Then I want to say, it was like real soon after that.
Mm.
I say Juicy Fruit, but it was like Doberman or some shit.
He got into that shit.
And then now, it's just, you know, like people still fuck with him, but he ain't never been.
Yeah, he won't get.
So these motherfuckers performing 2 days in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are?
Two fucking days and both of them sold out.
They probably had to add a show.
They did say.
Matter of fact, they did because my
they
sister.
They was going to add shows.
Yeah, my sister coming to one of them.
Both of them
my sister going
out,
to one of them in Charlotte.
You know how much her ticket was?
I ain't
even. They ain't having it in Atlanta?
Yeah. She probably don't want to go in Atlanta.
Oh, you know what? They didn't. They haven't.
A few tickets left on that bitch.
It wasn't announced in Atlanta yet. I don't think.
Yeah,
it's in November.
But she got a ticket.
The next one is in November.
No fucking Vimmer. They say a few tickets.
In
left.
Where?
Mercedes Benz.
Oh, that's Atlanta. Okay, okay, okay. I know one in Charlotte is in July
17th and 18th.
Yeah, and then the one in
that's probably why she wanted to go to that one because it's early.
Shit, that motherfucker gonna be hot.
Yeah,
July in Charlotte.
Wait, it's at the.
It's at Carolina Panthers, where they play.
Yeah, it is Bank of America.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
These niggas got it going on.
And these bitches in the football dome in Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, so they can have it any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
November, a few tickets left.
Yeah, but you know that's probably going to be one of the last ones.
Yeah, because
us, you know,
they going down and
that's where it's left at.
That's what. That's the last one.
The last three, five
in Atlanta.
The last five in Atlanta.
Well, the last five is two in Charlotte and three in Atlanta.
Damn. Yeah,
that bitch.
Ain't Tampa around up in there somewhere too? Tampa and Miami in November, October.
He ain't got no more after this.
You ain't seen no before that October. No,
oh, before that
October.
Oh,
But yeah,
them boys get to have every city they go to on fire.
They already did.
Yeah, man. Uh
oh. Shit.
Tear it up. Tear it up. Be easy. Tear it up.
Got it.
Caught it. But yeah, man. Shout out to Usher and Chris
that
Brown.
Bitch got 3 days in it.
I wonder if he feeding Mrs. Cherries at these motherfuckers.
Probably.
Her. No.
Cat Williams got him good, yo. Cat Williams did him dirty, bro. Cat Williams did him dirty.
That boy serving up some dirty shit down there.
Man, Cat Williams, they got down there, motherfucking giving out all kind of shit with them chairs.
Right. Keep bullshitting with them.
Oh, man. Shout out to them guys. But yeah, we'll talk about the concert. I'll get somebody to give me some insight. Did you go see the movie, Michael?
I watched it at home.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister told me I got to go support it, so.
Why you got to go support it?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I said, I think it did.
And it made by white people, so.
Yeah, I said, he did. Yeah, I said, shit. I said, I grew up with Mike. Like, shit. I watched all this shit already. I got to pay to see this shit again.
It was good, though. The nephew did good.
Yeah, I believe it. Really? But damn, I got to pay these I got to go to a movie theater and pay them $50 to go see some shit I done seen.
Well, I see.
I remember when this hell caught on fire.
The one people I seen, they dressed up like him and everything.
Yeah, they was doing that.
They went far with it.
Yeah. My Thriller jacket been long gone. I ain't even. Yeah. Checking for that. But I'm going to put a picture up on the internet of me in my Thriller jacket. Just let motherfuckers know I've been on that. Y'all motherfuckers, you know. I've been on that shit. Like, nigga. Man, I remember watching fucking the Motown 25 special on TV.
Yeah. That's
I remember watching that shit with my sister. She went crazy. That nigga started moonwalking some shit. I immediately went to the kitchen.
Try to moonwalk.
That what he doing? Shit, yeah. I do that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
I want to say, I remember watching that with my mom.
I'm telling you, dog, that was a fucking big event.
That's how shit used to be.
Yeah.
That he did that shit, niggas off. They fucking mind.
That was a big fucking thing. I'm talking that some bitch went across that goddamn stage. He went kind of far too.
Yeah.
Right. He goddamn looked like he was fucking sly.
He saved it to the end of the damn song.
That motherfucker did that spin, jump on them toes and flop, flop. I was like, damn, okay, gang, let's go. I was straight in the kitchen, goddamn, with my socks on.
A lot of us was trying it, but I remember. I was hanging out with some kids or something, and whoever couldn't do it, they went and put their fucking white socks and shirts
on. That's it. That's it.
And made sure they
could do it. Yeah.
They could. I forgot who I was. Hell
yeah. Shit, yeah, man. But I'ma check this shit out, man. Shout out to the Michael Jackson estate.
Right.
2 year anniversary of the beef. Drake about to drop his album on May 15th. You think that's why he dropping that Iceman shit around that time?
I guess. He got a song that come on the radio that sound pretty good, but
yeah, and like I told you in here last week, I just want this nigga like make some fucking music.
Right. That's all he had to do.
Make some fucking because time. We talked about that Views album, and then I thought about that shit when I left. I was like, nigga, Controller used to play all fucking day and night.
He messed it up himself. He should have. That Controller never tried to get.
He should have left that shit alone.
He should have left it alone.
He should have left it alone because that Controller and that One Dance, them two motherfucking songs on that album went fucking crazy. They went fucking crazy.
He should have left it alone.
Yeah, Kendrick still got them doing what he do.
Yep.
We ain't heard shit from him. He back in his boogeyman mode.
Right.
We'll see when he pop out.
Yep.
Because the internet was fucking with Drake so bad, they put out say this nigga, say he coming out with the Fireman album. I'm like, oh, y'all motherfuckers leave this nigga alone. Let's stop. Let the nigga live, man. Like, Kendrick can't fuck with this dude.
But if Drake say one thing.
Yeah. Oh, now he better tread lightly. Now he better tread fucking lightly, man. He better tread lightly. But yeah, man, we're going to jump into this one of these albums. I'm just going to do this Sunset Park soundtrack that came out 30 years ago. One of the coldest soundtracks. Like, 96 was a great year for soundtracks.
Right.
If we not, like, because Don't Be a Menace to South Central, I Drink Your Juice in the Hood. Sunset Park.
What's the?
Gridlock. I think The Show. The show came out in 95.
The basketball with Tupac and
Above the Rim. Before that.
Okay.
Above the Rim a couple years before that. Okay. But Sunset Park had motherfucking
I think I had that CD.
You did.
I
AB, he did have it.
Yeah, I was about to say,
B, he had it, dog. I don't know what happened to it, but he right. did have it.
I think
now,
he
my
did.
Sister still got it.
Really?
She still got the fucking CD. Yeah, she does. But this motherfucker has some shit on it, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Like some, this soundtrack, it was kind of cold. It was really, really cold. And they let everybody produce on it. You know, they ain't had no set producer. Just that High Till I Die. Mm-hmm. Tupac, Motherless Child, Back At You. Keep On Keeping On. Hoop In Your Face. Dog, this is the 90s right here. And this, you could tell Pac was on his straight West Coast shit at this point. Like, this is an East Coast movie. That nigga on this motherfucker straight West Coast shit. But we'll never figure out what the best soundtrack is because it's too many of them. It's too many soundtracks, yo. And a lot of them got a lot of, like, shit spread out on them. Like, this had We Don't Need It by the Junior Mafia on it. That Hoop All In Your Face shit went crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us know that, little
C's. That might not even be C's. No, that might have been Trife.
No, that's C's.
Oh, yeah, it is. This is, and this on the Conspiracy album too. Yeah, I think I might cause I got this shit on my I got it on my computer.
Yeah,
I had to steal it from my sister. Can't put it on my computer. I can cover that. Yeah, man, but yeah, I just wanted to come in and do a little quick show today, y'all. I'm back on the travel circuit next couple weeks, so y'all email me, let me know, you know, if you got anything you want me to discuss, because I'm straight on this 96 shit for the rest of this year. I get my life back in July, so yeah. June, appreciate you.
Shit, I appreciate
tell them where they can find you at, brother.
Hanging out with these cool cats, man.
All day. Easy. Always a pleasure.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate you, man. Let them know where they can find you.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
And run them YouTube numbers up, y'all.
Yeah, please.
Run them YouTube numbers up, man. Comment, like, subscribe, all that good shit.
All that good shit.
DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Trying to give y'all a good look, you know, quality shit.
Yeah, I want to shout out to all the fans for Doogie. I finally talked to Doogie. I talked to Doogie the rapper.
What he got going on?
He said, well, Joe's off a little down and out, but I'm back.
You got to get Doogie back in the studio.
So he said, you know, get with him and we'll see if we can get him in on a special guest type joint.
Special guest?
If I can get him back full time, you know, I'm going to make it shake. But yeah, I was like, God damn, somebody been trying to call you. He's like, well, Jones, I was down kind of bad, but I'm back. Shout out to Doogie. Everybody, and he said, man, ain't nobody been looking for me. My fans, I ain't got no fans. I said, man, what we gonna do? We asking about
it's
you.
Been a year. Now it's over.
Ain't no fans looking for me, man. I said, man, just come holler at me, man. Yeah, man, we did get to talk to him. But yeah, man, y'all check us out. I've been getting the show out on time recently, so... Email, hit us on Instagram. Email is musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. It's your boy Jones. Peace. Capone, Nino, or Bugsy. Don't ask Kim for a date. She want a pussy.